Hi, and welcome to BGDailyNews.com's Weekly Tech on the Toppers, a very special edition of Weekly Tech on the Toppers, because it's Conference USA tournament time. I am sports editor Rob Herbst, here as always with men's basketball beat writer Zach Greenwell. And Zach, it's a quick turn for you to Birmingham, because the Tops are playing on Wednesday after a 75-52 loss to Old Dominion. Had the chance to earn a bye, get the extra day's rest. In the end, how crucial do you think that is going to be to the Tops' chances in the Conference USA tournament?
I think it depended on the draw, the way it shook out. I don't know that it's going to necessarily be that big of a factor. I mean, they draw Marshall in the first game. I think, you know, they could lose to Marshall, but I think it's a game that it's very winnable for them. And, you know, if they get through that, I really feel like, you know, not a whole lot of harm done in terms of the fatigue factor. Ray Harper said several times over the last few weeks he doesn't believe that fatigue is a factor. He didn't think it was a factor in the Sun Belt runs a couple years ago. So I don't really necessarily think that's a big factor, but momentum probably certainly is after the way the Old Dominion game shook out.
You seem to be pretty high on the Hilltoppers when they looked especially good at Diddle Arena to close out their home slate. They got the win at Charlotte. Does your tune change a little bit, though, here on what you think of these guys right now?
I probably felt even better about them after that win at Charlotte, which might surprise a few people. It may not seem like a real pretty win, but, you know, they took a punch and won a kind of a hard-to-win road game at Charlotte in overtime. So I thought they were kind of getting back to some of the tough things. I mean, I think the biggest things Harper has said is this team has no margin for error. You know, when they mess up a few things, really it's going to cost them, but they find ways to win. But, you know, I thought if they hung tight against Old Dominion, put in a good effort, that would be there, and that is not what we saw in the slightest. So I do think momentum is a big issue.
The fifth-seeded Hilltoppers play 12th-seeded Marshall at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening. The winner gets UAB, tournament host UAB, at 6 p.m. on Thursday. You say it's not a bad draw for the Hilltoppers, but this is a Marshall team that did beat the Hilltoppers in Huntington, West Virginia earlier this year. Is that cause for concern, or do you, no big deal?
I think one thing about that loss at Marshall is that was probably the worst basketball they were playing of the entire year. When people were complaining about how they were giving up wide open threes, that's when we saw that Marshall made 12. And I think Marshall played one of the better games from what I've heard that they'd played all season. And when you think about how bad Western played and how good Marshall played, and it was a 5-point win that really could have gone either way down the stretch, I don't feel like Marshall has, you know, any real advantage there. So as far as draws go, I don't know that there's a good draw in this tournament for
you
anybody.
You sound like a coach, sir.
I know, that's coach speak. But when you look at how many people have beaten each other in this league, I don't know that you can look at it and be like, oh, we've beaten this team, and, you know, that's a good draw. So, but when you think about the way it could have shaken out, they could have easily drawn Old Dominion again. You know, they could have easily gotten UTEP, who is a team that with a lot of big guys that I don't necessarily is a good matchup. So you get a Marshall team that I think is winnable in a potential quarterfinal matchup against UAB, which is a team that's really struggling down the stretch.
Well, since you said everybody's beaten everybody in this tournament, I will ask you this question. Fill in the blank. The number of teams that can win this tournament is,
I would say, six.
Six.
Yes, and I feel like you got the top five, and I don't know if I'm including Middle Tennessee, but I'm thinking of potentially one possible team out of the rest of those teams. And I think that could go pretty deep. I mean, everyone keeps talking about Charlotte, and after watching Charlotte again, if Charlotte ever decides they want to play like a decent team, I think they have the talent.
We don't want to play like a decent team.
They really don't look like they want to at times. They seemed very just not interested at all in the game on Thursday, so I think the top five are all contenders, and I would not be shocked to see somebody from the bottom step up and end up playing late in this tournament.
Does that mean you consider Louisiana Tech, the top seed, a slight favorite, no favorite at all in this thing, or what?
I would probably, I mean, I guess I would call them the favorite. My gut tells me Old Dominion is the favorite from seeing the way they played the other day, and they've won six straight. They have the best winning streak coming to this, and I think they're getting hot at the right time. So my gut tells me that, but obviously the numbers say Louisiana Tech's probably a favorite. But, you know, the top four seeds made it all the way to the end last year in this tournament. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think one of these top four is going to get knocked off.
And with UAB being the likeliest of candidates, or who?
And see, that's the thing with UAB. I think they're playing some of the worst basketball of those top four, but they are in their hometown. They have that going for them. They're not in their home arena, but, you know, they'll have one of the bigger crowds of the teams there, and they have the comfortability of not having to go too far. So it depends on how much that outweighs how poor they're playing, because they did just get swept in Florida.
How shocking was that? I mean, that's pretty darn eye-opening. This isn't just a sweep. This is a sweep by Florida teams.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Florida Atlantic, but that got them to 2-16 or something at that point.
That's not
or
good.
2-15, I guess it made them. So not impressive. But like we said, still, they managed to lose those two games and end up with a bye. So I guess they're living right.
What about UTEP? I have told you UTEP is my pick to win this tournament. What do you say about the Miners right now?
I don't think they're playing particularly great. They just lost to Southern Miss, which is never a good thing.
I'm ignoring that.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, well.
Losing to a team this late that's not playing for a lot is probably not a good sign. And then, you know, they took care of North Texas in their second-to-last game, but really struggled with Rice on Saturday, which if they'd lost that game, that could have potentially moved Western up into a bye. They have two of the best players in the league with Vince Hunter and Julian Washburn, so and they're big and physical. I think that makes them a tough matchup, so I think they're definitely one of the main contenders. And
finally, who would you say is the official Zach Greenwell sleeper team in this field?
Sleeper team. Western fits pretty good in that role, I think, at this point.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I'm thinking beyond them, and I don't know that I'm comfortable putting anybody behind them. Middle Tennessee's right behind them. I don't think they're a contender in this tournament. So if you're kind of expecting big things from those top four, then maybe Western, after getting, you know, stomped at Old Dominion, is the team that could sneak up there, maybe has the talent to do it. A semifinal run does not seem out of the question for Western Kentucky for me, and if they get to that point, what they do with Louisiana Tech is kind of up in the air. They didn't fare very well against Louisiana Tech last time.
All right, Zach, you will be in Birmingham, obviously, following those tops. Follow Zach at bgdailynews.com. Enjoy the week down there. You'll
will
be down
do.
There tomorrow. So for Zach, I'm Rob Herbson, as your bgdailynews.com's weekly take on the toppers.